Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Still waiting on Paul Lester's new book. Paul Lester's in front of me, folks. He's one of the top photographers in the sporting world, and he's Mr. Golf Photographer. Paul Lester, photographyonline.com is the website. Paul, thanks again for joining me.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks for all you do for this, for golf and for so many people. It's really fun for me over the years to have gotten to know you and to see how beloved you are on the golf tour.
I've been lucky.
I mean, you're just a great guy. I mean, you got a great personality. I mean, who could not like you? But I'm telling you, these guys love you. You are one of them.
Well, I think in all businesses, and in this one, because believe me, it's not always, hey, but I always remember that, and again, doesn't matter who, what business we're in, if we do five events in a row, when you hit that area, when you walk out in my camera or whatever anybody else does for a living, you've got to get yourself pumped up, and you've got to walk out there and be excited. Mm-hmm. No matter if you're on 5 hours sleep or whatever you are, the minute you hit there,
showtime.
You better be happy. It's showtime because no one cares about your problems.
That's right.
You know, they have their own problems. They don't care, and they don't want to hear it. So, I go out there, and
I try,
you know, like my boy Tommy Lasorda said, you know, half the people don't care, and the other half are happy you have them. You know, my boy Tommy Lasorda from the Dodgers, by the way, which, of course, we lost to the Houston Astros, which is okay because they're good people. But anyway, I'm a baseball guy. Anyway, so I think that's what helps. And I also, you know, to hit on a couple of points with you, I've read your books. I love them. You know, they're so important to me about what, and I try to emulate and think about those things because that's a business is business. Doesn't matter if I'm taking pictures of golfers. I still have to, you know, sign them up, get it all set, get it prepared, then shoot it, then post-production it, then bill them, and then hopefully, you know, you're going to get your money, you know, because everybody's got that problem. You know you're going to get your money, but, you know, it's just like, when are you going to get your money? I've had a couple, like right now, I don't want to name any names. I'm still waiting for a PGA Tour check that I did in February, January. You know, and it's like, I know they're good for it, but it's like, really?
Get around to doing it.
Yeah, really?
I've got a couple of checks out there like that from some speaking engagements. Let me ask you a question. I want to change the subject a little bit.
I just want to say one thing real quick about that on as well. And I tell my people every day, and you're everybody I know that wants to know, to reinvent yourself. Whatever you do, don't just keep doing the same thing. If I'm out there, I see a different angle. I see a different way. I try to think, you know what, if I give them this photo, I don't know when they're going to look at that photo, when the people I work for. But when they do, I hope they look at it on their computer and go, wow, that's a cool picture.
Right.
And that's all I care about. Mm. So you always have to constantly reinvent yourself.
That's really good
advice. Really do. No matter what business you're in, don't keep doing the same thing because you know what? They'll find somebody else. In my case, they'll get a – I'm pretty lucky where they won't. But if they – that's why I have other guys out there.
Right.
Because I want to see their eye. What does your eye look like? Mm. What are you looking at through the camera? And you get some.
Well, I tell people it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Yeah,
and that's
totally.
That's the reinvention motto right there. If you can pull that off. So I want to talk about golf. I need some stories out of you.
Right.
I need some golf stories.
Well,
we lost the King a couple of years ago.
We lost the King.
And I know you and he were very close.
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer. I know he loved you and you loved him. And all of us did, but you had a personal relationship with him.
Well, I did. I did have a personal relationship, and it was a business one, you know, as well as a friendly one. But I did so many shootings with him because he represented so many different companies. So, you know, we would be at an evening event, and that's where most of my things came in because I'm with these guys during the evening, right. Guys and girls. Mm-hmm. During the day, there might be 50 other photographers and media, but at night, there's me. Mm-hmm. I would be covering the nighttime mm-hmm. events, so that's when I got to know them and their families and their mm-hmm. wives. Anyway.
More intimate settings.
It was more intimate. Mm-hmm. So Arnold would always, you know, okay, and he would look at me and go, okay, Paul, what are we going to do? You know, it wasn't. You know, then he'd go to somebody else, hey, you know, you're great, and everybody would fall in love with him. We were on business. I'd say, Arnold, you're going to stand right here. They're going to come through. And, you know, everybody loved him. Yeah. And when a lady came through, and believe me, he loved Kit, loved Winnie, all yeah. that. But when a lady came through, you know, I would kind of goof around with the camera a little bit.
Special difference with the ladies, yeah.
He did. Give him an extra 10 seconds yeah. to talk to her. With the guys, it was like, okay, smile. All right, next. You know, but Arnold was an amazing person.
Another one of my favorite people is Gary Player.
Oh.
And what a gentleman. What an international gentleman
I was just in Augusta with him, and he rules it there yet, and he's so great. We brought some Wounded Warriors over there, and that was their first time to Augusta to the Masters, and I took care of them, and he was just so great to them. I mean, it was all about him. He set the whole thing
right,
up.
Right, right.
And he especially took me to Blair of Fall.
He's 84 or 5, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing great. We'll see him tonight.
Yeah,
and he's an amazing person. He took me to Blair of Fall in South Africa.
Wow.
I know his whole family, so he's special. And we would sit on the tee doing these jobs, and he would say to me, okay, Paul, in between grips, we're going to sit down and do sit-ups. I'm like, I said, what?
Oh, yeah. If you're around here very long, you'll get some health information. Your diet, he'll ask you what you're going to eat and all that.
Everything.
Hey, Paul, I got to wrap it up. I'm sorry to say.
Let's
don't wait so long. We'll come back again real soon.
I will be here every year. Whenever you need me, just call me. I appreciate all your stuff.
Paul Lester, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, everybody.
Paul Lester, PhotographyOnline.com, folks. He is Mr. Photography when it comes to sports, especially.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.